Good morning.
Manaon.
Thank you, Kim, for the kind words.
Msotra betsaka Kim tamin'ny teny tsara fanahy teo.
Isn't God good?
Mots tsara ve andriamanitra.
Amen.
Amen.
Really wonderful to be with you again.
Ary tena mahafinaritra indray ny miaraka aminareo indray, ah.
In this beautiful city.
Eto amin'ity tanàna mahafinaritra ity.
To be in this beautiful church.
Ato anatin'ity fiangonana mahafinaritra ity.
And we send you lots of love from South Africa.
Ary mitondra fitiavana betabe izay avy any Afrika Atsimo.
From Highway Church.
Avy ao amin'ny fiangonana Highway.
Really wonderful to be here.
Tena marina tokoa, tena mahafinaritra ny eto.
Amen.
Amen.
So maybe let's open our Bibles.
Andao ary hosokavantsika ny Baiboly tsika.
To the book of Proverbs.
Ao amin'ny bokin'ny Oabolana.
Chapter 30.
Atoko fahatelopolo.
And we'll read there from verse 7.
Ate amaky tsika manomboka eo amin'ny andininy fahafito. Oabolana toko fahatelopolo dia eo amin'ny andininy fahafito. Zavatra roloa no angatahiko aminareo, ka aza lavinao dia ny tsy mbola maty aho. Ampanalaviro ahy ny zava-poana sy ny lainga. Aza mane
up to verse 9.
Hatramin'ny andininy fahasivy. Ampanalaviro ahy ny zava-poana sy ny lainga. Aza manome ahy alahelo na arena. Fa ano aho amin'izay anjara anina sahaza ho ahy. Fa andrao raha voky aho dia anda ka anao hoe iza moa Jehova. Ary andrao raha tonga malahelo aho dia angalatra ka anamavy ny anaran'Andriamanitra.
Good. Let's pray.
Ndao tsika hivavaka.
Father, we want to thank you for your word.
Raha eo te hisaotra anao izay no nyteninao.
It truly is alive and living.
Tena hoe velona sy azo iainana izany.
Sharper than any double-edged sword.
Ary izany dia maranitra noho ny sabatra roa lela.
And Lord, again this morning we ask you.
Ary amin'izao marain'izao indray tompo mangataka aminao izay.
To help us, Lord.
Mba hanampy anay tompo.
To open our eyes.
Mba hanokatra ny masonay.
To see these wonderful truths.
Mba hahita an'ireo fahamarinana mahafinaritra.
These wonderful treasures.
Ireo harena mahafinaritra.
That you have laid up for those that love you.
Izay efa napetraka ho an'ireo izay tianao.
We ask your Holy Spirit.
Ary mangataka aminao izay feonay masinao.
That you would teach us.
Mba hampianatra anay ianao.
That you would instruct us.
Ary tena hoe hanoro.
In the ways of God. May you be lifted. May you be glorified. Amen.
Amen.
Good. Now this, the book of Proverbs was really written by one of the richest and the wisest men of his time. Really a man who could have anything he possibly wanted. And what did he choose? He chose to be wise. Amen.
Amen.
I sometimes wonder if I was asked by the Lord, you can have anything you want. If God had to ask you tonight, you can have anything you want. What would you ask for? A big house.
Trangeza pe.
To be president.
Baulasa president.
Maybe a big boat.
Metwe samgeza pe.
A car.
Tomobile.
Maybe education for your children.
Metwe fenara na wandrezana kau.
What would you ask?
Yinara nuangata nao.
You see, God was delighted by this man's request.
Because
I can imagine him sitting there and thinking, maybe I should ask for a lot of money. But then maybe if I don't know how to spend it, how will it help me? Maybe I should ask for great honor. Maybe I must ask for a big family. Maybe I must ask for victory over my enemies. And he came to his senses. And he asked for wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
So this book really is about wisdom. The greatest thing that you and I can have in this world
and in the world
to come is to be wise. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So Solomon had a great deal to say about many topics. Such as giving. And poverty. And righteousness. And wisdom. And today I just want to briefly highlight. Just take out a few little lessons. From this vast resource we have here. In relation to money. You know, if you had to go to the New Testament. And you have to look at Jesus' teaching. There's a huge amount of his teaching. That he spends around this area of money. And how to steward money. How to handle our possessions. Amen.
Amen.
So let's look at some of these lessons. So let me say firstly. There's nothing that reveals where your heart is at than the way that you give money. Amen.
Amen.
You see, if they ask this morning, can you give money to the offering? And here they come to take it. And you take it.
Then raise no leis.
And I don't want to give it. And I'm like, yes, should I take it? You know? God doesn't like that. You see, friends, we are living today. We have this eternal hope. Because God was deciding to be generous to us. Amen.
Amen.
God so loved the world that he gave.
And God,
what did God give? He didn't give us that donkey with the wooden leg and the glass eye.
That's
just lying there in a heap. Amen.
Amen.
You know, often when we need to give something to God, we try and look, where's the stuff I don't really want? Amen.
Amen.
Not so with God. God gave his best. And we, his children, should do the same. You see, one of the things that the world should see with us, they should see this generous heart of God. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Jesus looks in the temple.
Jesus în țări stau a templul.
People come and they throw money into the offering.
Renul la fatunga te nandruța ca fula tau am lefanat.
And some of them with big amounts of notes.
Aren să sunt am nisrora te nis pula taratas mar mar mințe nandruța tau.
And here comes a little widow.
Te ien nis pe fav tunda te na kelea na crai.
And she puts two coins in.
Te faranța kelea na crună lefantau.
And what does Jesus say?
Te ien anun tenen Jesus.
This lady has given more than everyone here. Because they, from their abundance, took a little bit. But she gave all she had to live on.
Amen.
Amen. And that is the people we are meant to be. A people who so trust in our God. A people that are so grateful of God's provision and generosity to us. That we are just looking for opportunities to be generous. Amen.
Amen.
You see, this really, money reveals the way you spend or don't spend your money. It tells everyone else whether you believe God is the owner of everything or whether you are the owner of everything. Amen.
Amen.
You see, friends, we are only stewards of God's things. Even parents. Your beautiful children. Husbands, your beautiful wives. Wives, your strong husbands. All belongs to God. Amen.
Amen.
We are only stewards. And the question really is not whether you have lots of things, but do those things have you? Amen.
Amen.
So the Bible says that everything belongs to God. And when someone dies, what do? We go and we sell their house. We sell all their goods. And we put all the money in a big bag. And place it there with them in their coffin. So they can now go and spend a bit when they're in heaven. Is that what we do? No. Naked you came in the world. And naked you depart. Amen.
Amen.
So why does the Bible then speak so much about money if we cannot take anything with us? You see, friends, what we see in the Bible is that money is really a test. It's a test of stewardship. You see, what does a steward do? You see, I come to Vivian. I say, Vivian, here is 5 sheep. Can you look after them for me? And she said, sure, of course, thank you. And I said, you know, I'll pay you some money to look after them. Now 1 year later, I come back. I say, hi, Vivian, how are you? Can I have my sheep back? What do you mean your sheep? No, it's my sheep. Amen.
Amen.
You see, friends, that's what we often do with God. You see, God says, I want you to be a generous people. I want you to give to my work. And what do we do? No, what do you mean, Lord? your money, it's my money.
You
see, scripture talks about money as the little thing.
The
world we live in makes money the big thing.
Amen. Scripture
says, no, it's the little thing. If you can master this little thing, then I will give you true riches, says God.
Umeko arena tena izy anao izy andriamanitra.
You see, now most people
itanareo ny ankabeazan'ny
olona have wrong views about money.
De diso ny fomba fijerin'ny ara-bola.
There are basically two groups.
Misy group anankiroa ireo raha ny tena izy.
The first group says
ozy izy le group voalohany hoe
that money is always good.
Hoe ny vola de tsara foana.
The second group,
let group faru,
says that money is always evil.
We ni vola de rats fon.
So which one is right?
Ka izy amireo ara ny marina.
Or is any one of them right?
Misy raha amireo ve izay marina?
Okay, let's have a look at the first group.
Andao jerevantsika le money is always good. Le hoe tsara fona ny vola.
You see, some people think that when I have lots of money,
refa manambola be a,
it must be because God is happy with me. It must be proof that I'm blessed. Okay? That could be true. But it's not always true. You see, some, and then, which means then, if I have only little, that God is sort of not happy with me. Amen.
Amen.
Don't we believe that? No? Okay. You see, if this was true, that God is unhappy when we have little, then God must have been unhappy with Jesus, with his disciples, with the Apostle Paul. Because they weren't the wealthiest people of their time. So that is not true.
Okay?
The other group says that money is always evil. And they go and they make themselves clothes from grass. They go live somewhere in a cave. And they eat only locusts. Surely God must be happy with that. Because surely these people are very spiritual. They don't get polluted by this ugly thing called money. Again, I
want
to say that both these views are wrong. You see, Jesus says, and many like this, many people like this. He says, do not store up your treasure on the earth. Okay, good. So Jesus doesn't like money. No, but let's read on. Because he says, no, store up treasure in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
You see, Martin Luther, he said, money is like how you handle your money is like horse riding. Okay, have you seen horse riding? Have you seen someone riding on a horse?
Okay.
Now the idea about horse riding, you have to try and stay in the middle. Amen.
Amen.
If you're riding on this side, you're
going
to fall on the floor. If you ride on this side, you're
going
to fall on the floor. So when it comes to money, if this side is all money is always good, I must have as much as I can. You are falling off on this side. If this side is money is always evil, I must have nothing. I must sell everything and go sit on my roof and wait for Jesus to come back. Then you're also falling off on this side. You see, the question that the Bible answers is not whether money is good or evil, but whether you are faithful with what God has given you. You see, as we read our verse this morning, the greatest and the wisest man who had money, wisdom, power, he realized the greatest test for us in this life is to be content with what I have.
Amen.
Is to be faithful with what God has given me. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe God has entrusted you with 10,000
ariary.
Maybe God has entrusted you with 10 million ariary.
Amen.
Amen. You see, friends, God is not looking for big money or little money. He's looking for a people who are faithful with what is given to them. Amen.
Amen.
You see, it's when we're faithful with what God has put in our hands. When I come back to Vivian,
Vivian,
and I see my 5 sheep that I've given her, is now 7 sheep. Amen.
Amen.
Then I look, I say, sure, Vivian, you're a good steward. Let me bring some of my other sheep for you to also look after that. Amen.
Amen.
And how much more with God? So maybe in your eyes you think, I've only got small things. Like the lady with the 2 coins. What will these coins really do? Jesus says she gave more than everyone else. It wasn't the amount. It was her heart. She trusted God. She gave all she had to live on. She was faithful with what God has given her. You see, friends, I'm almost finished. Money is not evil. Who's ever, let me put this note down here. Beautiful day like today. I'm walking. You know, enjoying fellowship. And suddenly this note jumps and starts strangling me. Who's ever been attacked by money? No one. So money isn't evil. Money can't attack you. Amen.
Amen.
And that, you know, it's not the money that's evil. Because I can take this 10,000
ariary
and I can put it in the offering to be used for the purposes of God. Amen.
Amen.
Or I can take this money and I can give it to someone to go do something wicked with it. You see, friends, money is neutral. It's how you use it that makes it good or makes it evil. That rather lays up treasures on earth or lays up treasure in heaven. There was this one man, very bad man. He was a big drug dealer. And he got saved. Praise God, eh? God saves even drug dealers.
And
as he was saved, he was so convicted by the Spirit of God that he took 10% of all he owed and he gave it to the church. Now, because of the life he used to live, there were many debtors that came to him. And eventually ended up with nothing. He was bankrupt. He lost everything. And then one day his friends come to him and say, sure. Imagine if you didn't give that money to the church. You would have had some money to live off now. He says, the money I gave is the only money I will have one day in eternity.
Amen. Amen.
Do not think, don't despise the day of small beginnings. Amen. You see, unfortunately, we live in a world that is governed by money. The world looks at people and say, oh, this guy is rich. And that guy is poor. How does the Bible look at us? How does Jesus look at us? You know what gives you value, my friend? It's not how much money you have. What gives you value is that you are made in the image of God. That you belong to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
This is why James says, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith? Amen.
Amen.
So why is the poor rich in faith? In conclusion, you see, the rich, and again, it's if God has given you riches, praise God. I know for myself, it's easier for me sometimes to just quickly run to the medicine cabinet than it is to pray for my child. Amen.
Amen.
And that's why James says, someone who doesn't have lots of options, the only thing they can do is to pray and to trust God, which often makes their faith strong. So what does the Bible say? What have I said today? It's not about how much money you have or how many things you have, but what do you do with that that's been given to you?
Amen. Amen.
Let's stay on the horse. Amen.
Amen.
Let's become good horse riders for Jesus. Let's not fall off to the left. And also not fall off on the right. Thinking money is only good. Or money is only bad. Let's rather use what we have for the purposes and the glory of God. Let us live a generous heart to show the world out there the generous God that we serve. Amen.
Amen.
Let's store up treasure in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Great. I pray. Okay, let's pray. Father, I want to thank you that you have blessed us, Lord. That you've given us the perfect example of giving. By giving us your best, Lord. Your one and only Son. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christi.
Lord, I ask that you would work in every one of our hearts. That we will not compare. That we will not desire our neighbor's things. That we will not be envious of others. Lord, and not look at what we don't have. But rather see at what we do have. And that we would use those things. Use our opportunities. Use our influence for the purposes of God. That we would show the world what a generous God we belong to. Lord, that we'll be a grateful people that will be generous in any and every occasion. To the glory of your wonderful name. Amen.